William Morrow and Harper Audio present The Brilliant Life of Eudora Honeysett by Annie Lyons, read by Nicolette McKenzie. I want death to find me planting my cabbages. Michel de Montaigne. Chapter 1. When Eudora Honeysett hears the flip-clunk of the letterbox on this particular Tuesday morning, her heart skips before she pulls it back down to earth like a rapidly descending hot air balloon. It will be junk mail as usual, unsolicited junk. As she struggles to a standing position, retrieves her stick and anchors herself to gravity, Eudora marvels, not for the first time, at humanity's ability to fill the world with unwanted junk. The oceans are stuffed with plastic, the landfills with broken 3-year-old fridges, and her doormat with an endless littering of pizza leaflets, advertisements for retirement homes, and flyers from individuals offering to repave a driveway she doesn't have. Occasionally, she casts a critical eye over the expensively produced retirement home brochures, filled with photographs of smiling elderly couples toasting their successful move to the old person's equivalent of a premier inn. Eudora can't imagine anything worse. She was born in this house and intends to die in this house, hopefully sooner rather than later. Death is an inevitable preoccupation for a woman of Eudora's years, but she can't recall a time when it wasn't lurking in the background. It's partly due to growing up during a world war, she supposes. She doesn't fear it, though.